This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Tonight, Basalt Town Council decides if Aspen Skiing Company can build affordable housing in Willits. Last month, Council advanced the plan with a 4-2 vote. If the measure passes tonight, SkiCo will build 43 units of employee housing. Basalt residents and Mayor Jackie Witsit have criticized the plans, which were reserved for SkiCo employees, and included several dorm-like 6-bed units. The new plan has a maximum of 4 beds per unit, but it only includes parking for about a third of potential residents. This has Witsit worried.
I'm really concerned about parking because once this is done, you can't go back and do underground parking.
Witsit and Councilmember Ryan Slack opposed the development, also citing a lack of first-floor commercial space. Proponents argue it puts employees near shopping and public transportation. Councilmember Auden Schindler, who works for SkiCo, recused himself from the vote. 8 units would be reserved for non-SkiCo employees, with priority given to child care workers. Tonight's vote would give SkiCo the go-ahead to build on Block 9 of the Willits Town Center. Tonight, Aspen Words hosts a discussion about mass incarceration and criminal justice reform. Kristen Kay reports it's the culmination of a community read of An American Marriage, which won this year's Aspen Words Literary Prize.
An American Marriage explores the criminal justice system through the eyes of an African-American man whose relationships are upended when he's jailed for a crime he didn't commit. Tonight's discussion looks at why the U.S. has the highest incarceration rate in the world. The panel features local legal experts, as well as Anne Marie Moyes, director of the Corey Wise Innocence Project at the University of Colorado, which works to overturn wrongful convictions in the state. Moyes says wrongful convictions happen disproportionately to people of color or poor people.
But they also happen to people that live in more affluent communities who end up becoming a police target or suspect and are wrongly convicted of a crime.
The discussion begins at 4:30 at the Picken County Building. Kristen Kay, Adlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Good morning.